You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, spinal cord injuries are common in New Zealand, and 40% are a result of motor vehicle accidents. They often have a major impact over the lives of those injured, which is why effective treatment is being sought by the international science community. A budding researcher at the forefront of this field from the University of Auckland, Jared Griffin, is doing some interesting research into how gene therapy might treat such injuries. I spoke to him earlier today. First of all, talk to me about spinal cord injuries. So these can be pretty serious types of injuries, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. So any injury to any part of the spinal cord will result in loss of motor and or sensory function to the parts of the body below that injury.
So people can get paralysed, basically.
Yeah, basically they become paralysed. Mm. But also they can lose, well, they do lose control of their internal organs, like bladder and bowel control, which is something that's not often, you can't really see that obviously, but that's something that affects them quite greatly.
Mm. And so the research that you're doing looks at using gene therapy technology as a type of treatment for these injuries. So can you talk to me through generally what gene therapy actually is? What does that mean?
Yeah, so in basic terms, gene therapy is just the introduction of genetic material into body tissue to have a therapeutic outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, we use viruses to do this. We genetically engineer viruses because they have the natural ability to infect cells and then deliver their genetic material, except for gene therapy we remove all of their harmful viral DNA and replace it with human beneficial DNA. So we're just using the shell of that virus as the delivery system to deliver those genes.
Cool. So it's like a good virus in a sense.
Yeah. And we use a virus that hasn't been shown to actually cause any kind of disease at all. It was often it was overlooked by medicine because it didn't cause any disease, but now we have a use for it.
Right, I see. That's so interesting. And so I read that spinal cord injuries are typically quite difficult to treat because of barriers researchers have faced in the past. Can you talk me through a bit about that?
Yeah, so the biggest barrier is actually a physical one. We call it the glial scar, which is scar tissue that happens after an injury. It surrounds the injury site and forms a physical barrier to regenerating neurons, which are what the brain signals send through.
Right, okay. And so how does your research address this?
So basically, I'm just trying to remove the scar tissue. So I'm using gene therapy to do that. So I'm delivering a gene into the damaged spinal cord, which then produces an enzyme, and that enzyme breaks apart the scar tissue. And once that those scar tissue molecules have been broken apart, the neurons then kind of act like in a juvenile-like state when they start to grow and sprout and grow around this injured site,
mm-hmm.
or they grow onto and connect to healthy neurons that are still intact,
mm-hmm.
and grow past the injury and then restore function to what has been lost after that injury.
Right. So that now that the scar tissue is gone, that actually it can kind of heal itself more easily. That's kind of essentially. Okay, cool. And so also I read that most research on treatment for spinal cord injury relates more to acute sudden injuries,
yes.
whereas longer term chronic injuries are harder to treat. So why is this?
Yeah, most researchers focus on the acute injury, which is when you immediately have an injury and treatments given at that time to prevent damage from occurring. So preventing the limit of the extent of that injury to prevent how paralyzed that person is.
Right. So like if they get in there fast, they can kind of like reduce the amount of damage. Whereas I guess if it's been longer term, it's harder to...
Yeah. So that's often done with administering things like anti-inflammatory drugs, things that suppress the inflammation that kind of dampens the toxic spread of the initial injury.
Mm-hmm.
But however, once that injury has been, it's developed and the scar tissue is all developed, things become quite set.
Right.
So then we have to try restore what has been lost, which is very hard to do with brain cells because brain cells inherently, they don't grow. When you're born, you have all the brain cells that you live with.
Right, I
so
see.
So that's a big challenge that I think everyone has been faced with, to try regenerate the brain cells, the spinal cord cells that we already have.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so that's something that you're hoping to do more with your research?
Yes, that's where I want to focus my research, because there are so many people, there's an estimated 2.5 million people in the whole world that live with paralyzing spinal cord injury. And if all the research at the moment is focused on the acute area, then that leaves little hope for the people that already have the injuries and are in wheelchairs. So I want to, direct my research to benefit those people.
Absolutely, that's awesome. And so where to from here? What are the next steps for your research?
So the next steps, we're just finalising or continuing the work to prove that it works well. The next step is to include rehabilitation. So rehabilitation is used currently in people always, to the idea is that repetitive movement will increase the recovery of a lost movement, but it has very limited benefit. So I think that using my therapy that will increase new connections, that rehabilitation will also strengthen those new connections that are made and make the improvement that we see much greater. So that's the next step. When I have all of the data that I really want, I'll protect the intellectual property and then try license to a pharmaceutical company to develop that even further, go into trials and then eventually into human use.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.